This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوتي في الله فاعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي في الله قال أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال عظني وأوجز فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قمت إلى صلاتك فصل صلاة مودع ولا تتكلم بكلام تعتذر منه غدا واجمع اليأس مما في أيدي الناس أخرجه الإمام أحمد في مسنده والترمذي في سننه وابن ماجه في سننه وحسنه الألباني في السلسلة إخوتي في الله أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه The first individual who hosted Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the city of Medina is narrating on a story, an incident that took place while Abu Ayyub al-Ansari رضي الله عنه was there. قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A man, a named individual, a Sahabi, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way that the hadith that the state started or the statement was started, it seems that this Sahabi radiallahu anhu did not have enough time. And he did not desire much of the lectures of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa qal, عِظْنِي وَأَوْجِزْ. Now this is a very unique, a I mean, you're the one who came to the man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're the one who is in need. Yet, you're putting conditions on the nasiha that Rasulullah is about to give it to you. He said, radiyallahu anhu, advise me. أعطني موعظة نصيحة. Tell me something to do. Something that will benefit me in this dunya and in akhirah. However, أوجز. Be concise. I cannot remember everything that you will say. I do not wish to hear so many words. I want to, Ya Rasulullah, to give me the nasiha, but be concise, brief. Sum it up. In short, I want you to tell me something. I don't know what it is, but something that is good. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three different nasiha. Nasiha in ibadah. Nasiha with the people. And a nasiha in the heart. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى صَلَاتِكَ. When you stand up for your salah, when you are about to perform the prayer, فَصَلْ صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّعَ. Pray as though this is your farewell prayer. Pray as though you are saying goodbye to this dunya. As though you will never have another opportunity for you to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya ikhwati fillah, the salah itself is very difficult. Very hard. It may not seem to this, it may not seem like this to a number of Muslims. They may just stand up by the time that Iqamah is called. And may they believe that they can perform the salah and finish in 7 minutes and go back to their daily life. But in reality, the salah is so difficult. لِذَلِكَ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةِ. سبحان الله. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة البقرة وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And ask the help of Allah through patience and salah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةِ. Not the patient itself, but the salah is so hard, it's so difficult. Why? Because if you want to perform the salah the way it should be performed, you and I would not be sitting here with comfort. We would be sweating. We would be concerned. Like Zain al-Abidin radiallahu anha. إِذَا سَمِعَ الْأَذَانِ احْمَرَّ وَجْهَ. When he hears the adhan, his face used to turn red. And he used to panic. And the people used to say, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. May Allah have mercy on you. مَا هِيَ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ. It is nothing but a salah. You're not going to meet your enemy. You're not going to go and meet Malak al-Maut. You are going to the house of Allah. And you're going to perform the salah. فيقول أتدرون بين يدي من سأقف. Do you know to whom am I going to speak to? Do you have any idea in front of whom am I going to stand? In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. with such a persistent and desire, that salah becomes so easy, so comfortable.